Sagt the Mishnah, if a deer is in a house and someone sits in the doorway to block it from leaving, but doesn't that totally block the exit, and someone else comes and sits next to him, and there this second person therefore totally blocks the exit, it's the second person who's chayav for trapping. If the first person totally blocked the exit, and the second person comes and sits next to him anyway, blocking the exit also, but now the first person, so it's only the first person would be chayav. But if the first person then walks away and leaves the second person to block the exit, still, it's only going to be the first person who's chayav. This is like a deer that's trapped in a house, tied down, let's say. And then when if someone goes and closes the door, he's not chayav because it was already trapped at the time of his action. Even if the deer breaks out of the rope and it turns out that the only thing trapping him now is the door, still he'd be potter because at the time of the action, he didn't make a trapping.
Dr. Gemara Ba'aber, in the name of Chiyuv Ashi, in the name of Rav, said if a bird gets trapped in someone's clothing, he doesn't have to create an exit for it to escape. He can just stay like that until after Shabbos.
Nachman Yisrael, the second case of the Mishnah said if he didn't actively trap the animal, it's potter. So which implies that it's not mutter, it's potter. So how could Rav Abba say over here, Rav say it's mutter? It's mashma from the Mishnah. It's potter, but it's not mutter. Dr. Gemara, the Mishnah actually means potter and mutter. Shmuel says whenever the halacha says that something is potter on Shabbos, it means it's potter al aser. Except there are three cases where it means potter and mutter. Our Mishnah is one of those cases. And the second case is where someone pops a hole that's pus filled, and pops a pus filled pimple really, and with the intent that the pus should be removed, but not that it should remain open. Potter and mutter. Also, if someone traps a snake to prevent himself from getting bitten, it's potter and mutter.
Hadin lach perikol hirig, perik shmoyne shrotzim, perik arba aser.
Zok the Mishnah, a person's chai for trapping or bruising any of the eight shrotzim that are listed in the Torah, which give off tumah when they're dead. With regard to other shkotzim or remosim, if you bruise them, you're potter, because their skin is not considered to be skin because it's thin and doesn't permanently bruise. But with regard to trapping them, you're chai for trapping them if you do so for a purpose, not just to remove them from the area. So a person's potter for catching animals or birds that's in your possession and control, but he would be chai for bruising them.
Dr. Gemara, by saying that someone's chai for bruising the eight shrotzim, that means that they're considered to have a thick skin. Shmuel says that means the Mishnah only follows Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who says that with regard to tumah, the skins of the eight shrotzim are not considered to be flesh because they're thick, and therefore they're not metama like flesh. The Rabbanon say that some of the shrotzim have thick skins and some don't. Rabbi Arhuna, name of Rav, says Rabbanon only argue regarding tumah because an extra word in the pasuk tells us to treat the skins like flesh, but for purposes of Shabbos, they would agree that all eight have thick skin, and therefore someone bruises them, they'd be chayiv.
In fact, the Rabbi says the Rabbanon would say to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri that for purposes of wounding, only four shrotzim listed in the Mishnah in Chulin have skin separate from their flesh. Now, it can't be right because the listed shrotzim over there in Chulin are actually the ones that are thought not to have separate skins. Abai explains that the Braisa means that the shrotzim not listed in the Mishnah are the ones that have separate skins. But anyway, we see that the Rabbanan argue for purposes of Shabbos as well. Rabbi says that can't be right because the words of the Braisa are the shrotzim listed in the Mishnah, not the ones not listed in the Mishnah. So rather, the Braisa means the Rabbanan says that the shrotzim listed in the Mishnah do not have thick skins and the skins are therefore tummy like the flesh, but with regard to Tomei, that's for Tumah, but with regard to Shabbos, all agree that all the eight Shrotzim have thick skins. Based on Rava's approach, the Rabbanan is saying only four of them have skins that are Tomei. If this is their response to Rabbi Yechon and Manuri, it must be that they heard from him that all Shrotzim have skins that are Tomei. A Mishnah says Rabbi Yechon says all Shrotzim do not have skins that are Tomei. Rabbi Adam Masna says Rabbanan responded that the Shrotzim listed in the Mishnah do not have skins, and therefore the skins that they have that they do have are Tomei like their flesh. This response to Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri means they heard from Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri that all shrotzim have skins that are not tummy like the flesh. Mari Yosef Braitzer says that someone who bruises a shrotzim which have skin for tumah purposes would also be chayav on Shabbos. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says he's chayav for bruising any of the eight. We see that they argue regarding Shabbos as well. The Gemara Tanakama, the Braitzer, Rabbi Yehuda, not the Rabbanon. The Braitzer should say Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri and those who argue along with him, meaning the Rabbanon, say that he's chayav for bruising any of the eight. Levi asks Rebbe, how do we know what a bruise is, that a bruise is meant to be a permanent bruise? He answers, a pasuk compares a bruise to a black person, to say just like a black person is permanently black, so to a bruise is one is a permanent bruise.
Mishnah said, Ushar shkotzim b'chulu.
It seems that bruising other shrotzim is potter, but killing them would be chayiv. Rabbi Yemiya says as follows: Rabbi Eliezer, who says that killing lice on Shabbos is like killing a lamb, a camel, a big animal. The Rabbanon argue and say killing lice is potter. Rabbi Yosef asks, the Rabbanon only argue by lice because they don't reproduce, but they would agree that you'd be chayiv for killing shrotzim because they do reproduce. Because both of them learned the issur of killing from the Mishkan where they killed the rams for their skin. Rabbi Eliezer says, so you chayiv for taking any life, just like they took the life of the elam, of the rams. The Rabbanon say, just like rams reproduce, so too, you only chayiv for killing something that reproduces. By yes, we say the pasuk says that Hashem sustains from the karne re'emim ad beitze kinim. So you see that lice reproduce, they have beitzim. The Rambam says that that's a species called beitze kinim. Bryce says that Rabbi Eliezer says he chayiv for trapping and presumably killing even a flea which reproduces, and Rabbi Yeshua says he potter. We see that they argue even regarding something that reproduces as well. Rashi said they're only arguing regarding the trapping, that Rabbi Yeshua says it's not normal to catch a flea, and therefore he's potter, but all would agree that if you chayiv for killing it because it does reproduce.
This follows Rosh Hashanah, says Melacha she'eino shiuch l'gufa is potter. Therefore, trapping it to remove it is actually is potter. Mul said if you take a fish out of the water and it gets a dry spot the size of a sela, he's chayiv for killing the fish. Rabbi Yisrael often adds that's when the dry spot is between the fins. Rashi explains it doesn't have to be totally dry. Even if it gets dry enough that it leaves a sticky film on your finger when you touch it, you're also chayiv. Shmuel says if someone sticks his hand into a pregnant animal and detaches the embryo, he's chayiv. Rav explains he's chayiv because he uprooted something from the place of his growth. Abaya says someone who detaches mold from a pitcher is chayiv, and this is different than a plant that grows in a flower pot without a hole, which you're not chayiv ripping out, because over here the mold is the usual place for it to grow, is on the keli. Therefore, if you remove it, you detach it, you'd be chayiv.